I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An election for a new president and one that is not Hamid Karzai. This ought to be a hopeful moment for Afghanistan. The election this weekend should lead to the country's first peaceful transition of power in modern times. But in Afghanistan, hope is often squashed by violence. In a few minutes, we'll hear about one of the latest victims of that violence, a veteran news photographer who was killed today. First, though, the voice of an Afghan who's had her hopes dashed before. Rangeena Hamidi lived in exile here in the U.S. when the Taliban ruled her homeland. After 9/11 and the U.S.-led invasion, she returned. The future seemed bright. Rangeena set up a nonprofit in Kandahar to help women. Her father became the city's mayor. But then things began to fall apart. Her father was assassinated in 2011, and Rangeena moved back to the States. She still visits regularly, though, and says the mood is not as gloomy as you might expect.
Surprisingly enough, when I was in Kandahar in February, I actually felt very safe. The mood of the population at that time was very optimistic in terms of security. They hadn't seen a very physical level of violence in the past year or so. And so the mood was kind of good. And even still, I'm in touch with my staff on a regular daily basis. And even though we've shut down our office for the 2-3 days around election, there have not been specific target attacks in Kandahar City, at least. Much more of the violence is focused on Kabul than in the provinces throughout the country.
You say the stability is kind of surprising. That's not what you were exactly expecting. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think for Kandahar, the insurgents pretty much wiped out the city of all its leadership or any people who are seriously trying to do some service or bring some good service to the region. And so I kind of assess the situation of Kandahar as it's a done deal. You know, they did what they wanted to do with Kandahar, and they've achieved their goal of getting rid of active leadership. And, you know, the majority of the population now in southern Afghanistan are pretty much just living their day-to-day life, not picking sides and taking one day at a time. So it's not really interesting enough for the insurgents to attack a people who are no longer active.
We should say that that leadership up in Kandahar that had been eliminated included, sadly, your father, who was killed by an assassin's bomb in 2011. Given the absence, or what you notice as an absence of violence in that area, are you a little bit hopeful for the future then?
I don't know if I can say that I'm hopeful, because my father's loss has definitely killed a lot of my optimism within me, physically, emotionally, and mentally. But knowing that he, among millions of people who have sacrificed their lives for Afghanistan, I have no other choice than to be hopeful that progress and stability and goodwill has to overpower the evil, destructive forces that exist within the country and around the region.
So let me ask you, how do you rate Hamid Karzai's performance as a leader of the country for 12 years? And what do you think about his legacy might kind of weigh down the country in the future?
My goodness, what legacy is he leaving behind? Honestly, as a Kandahari citizen myself, knowing that he's from Kandahar and that his family's from Kandahar, I'm actually a lot of times ashamed to even share that background of being from the same province for the poor job that him and his cabinet has delivered to the country and to its citizens.
It makes me wonder, Rangeena, what kind of person would want the job of president of Afghanistan?
You're right. It's not an easy task, but I would hold him responsible. He willingly chose this position. Nobody forced him to.
Right.
I'm surprised with his background that he chose to listen to more destructive and corrupt forces rather than constructive and developing voices and actions in the country.
So putting your optimistic side and pessimistic side on the balance, will you try moving back to Afghanistan again?
I am, even if I'm not physically there, my spirit, my emotions, my mental state is is in the country at the moment. I hope to continue supporting and working with the citizens of Afghanistan for the rest of my life, as much as life will allow me, knowing that there are forces who are trying to get rid of initiatives and people like myself who are trying to bring a positive change to the people's lives.
Rangeena Hamidi, Afghan women's advocate and entrepreneur, speaking with us from Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco. Have a great day.